This is an interview with Mrs. George Heyman for the Youngstown State University Hubbard Bicentennial History by Mrs. William Glazer at the home of Mrs. Heyman, 511 Hubbard, Ohio. Given on April 27th, 1:30 p.m. Mrs. Heyman, what do you remember about your parents and your family?
I was born on a farm about 3 miles out southeast of Hubbard, just across the county line in Mahoning County, and lived there until about 1945, I think it was, when we moved into Hubbard on Church Street. My parents were hard-working farm people, and much of the work was done before the tractor and so on came into being. So Dad had a team of horses. He kept a flock of sheep, which were his pride and joy. And we had milk cows, and Mother churned and baked our own bread. My memories of the farm, I wouldn't take anything for. Although I'm very happy to be living in Hubbard now.
Would you like to tell us something about your childhood?
Yes, there was a small creek ran through our place. It had its beginning up in our woods in some springs that were there. And the creek with its fish and little crabs and so on were always a delight to we youngsters. And we spent many an hour trying to catch a fish on a bent pin, which of course never worked.
Do you remember what your school was like, your school days?
Yes, the first 4 years that I went to school, I had to walk a mile on dirt roads. And because I was so far from home and no one to go with me, Mother kept me home until I was 7. And then at the end of the fourth grade, the schools were consolidated and we went to Coitsville. And we were taken in the kid van, as we called it, a wagon with seats down each side, pulled by horses. And Ray and Cliff Brownlee had that job all the time that I was going to Coitsville then. They lived in the neighborhood. And I remember once that the snow was too deep for me to walk through, so Dad said he would take me on horseback. And when I went to get on the horse, he gave a pretty big push, and I went clear over and landed on the other side of the horse in the snow. But luckily, the snow was deep enough so that I wasn't hurt. But that time when I went on horseback.
Does anything stand out during your high school years?
Well, I went to school at Coitsville for the 3 years, and I particularly remember the basketball games because the girls always played the preliminary game before the boys did. And I was on the team and thoroughly enjoyed that. And then my fourth year, I came into Hubbard and graduated from Hubbard Hinn.
I think I remember the basketball teams for the girls. In those days, you were either a forward or a guard, right?
Yes.
What were you?
I was a forward. And then there was a
jumping center. Center.
Mm-hmm. Jumping center. Mm-hmm. I wasn't tall enough for that.
Why did you decide to become a teacher?
Well, I guess because my grandfather Dennison was a teacher and my mother was a teacher. And it just seemed the thing for me to do. And I have the bell over there that Grandpa used to call the children into class, and Mother used it. I never had to, of course, because my teaching came at a later time, but it is well ingrained in me, I think.
And where did you have your training then?
At Kent State. Yes, Kent State.
Now, did you have to go 2 years or four in those days?
You could go one.
1 year.
Yes. And then I started in September of 23 to Kent, and went 1 year and two summer sessions. No, one summer session, sorry. And then I was able to teach, and my first job of teaching was over here at Thornhill Avenue. Mm. And then the second year I came into Hubbard, and by going to summer sessions and night school at Youngstown University, I graduated with a BS degree in 1934.
I see.
BS in education.
Well, when you attended Kent, was it called Kent State Normal School?
Yes.
That's what I remember.
Yes.
Before it became
mm-hmm.
a university.
Mm-hmm.
Another question I wanted to ask you about is, what events stand out as major and significant, would you say, during your years, say up until and through your teaching career days?
Well, I always enjoyed teaching, and I still enjoy children. But I am not too sure that I could teach nowadays, because I believed in discipline. And from what I see and hear, why, we don't have too much of that part of the time. Not always, of course. But I think that some of the happiest years of my life was while I was teaching and working with children.
I remember that I had you as my art teacher.
I remember too, Eleanor.
And did I have art like more than 1 year?
Yes, you'd have it three.
That's what I thought, like
fourth, fifth, and sixth.
That's what I remember.
Yes.
And that was when I first met you.
Mm.
It was my pleasure to have you as a teacher. And then in later life, you were my good neighbor
friend. That's right.
Now, since your school days, what events do you think are outstanding? What?
Well, of course, television is one big event in everyone's lives, I think. But my father died in 1946, and so he never saw television. And I know he would have thoroughly enjoyed it had he been able to listen to it and look at it. And then, of course, too, if anyone had told Dad that men would walk on the moon someday, he would have thought they were dreaming. So those two things really have been a change in my life. Big events that I looked, I followed the men on the moon and their trips into space and back down again, I think like everyone else did, and was very proud of them.
I know that you have traveled a great deal and have enjoyed that so much.
I surely have.
Would you like to tell a little about the places that you have gone, what you have enjoyed?
Well, when George was living, we spent several summers traveling to Canada, and all of the provinces that touch United States, we were through. And we were in Nova Scotia, and we were out west through the western states. We enjoyed traveling, and when we could drive our own car and stop when we wanted to, it was very enjoyable. And of course, taking pictures is maybe my real excuse for going, I don't know, but I certainly work it in and enjoy it very much.
Well, and we've enjoyed seeing them, too. Would you like to mention how you have categorized your pictures?
Well, I have, having spent a great deal of time down in Florida in the Everglades National Park, I have one program on that I've given many times. And I also have a program on Trans-Canada Memories, which is from west to east across Canada. And I also have a very short program on the creation. And we went to Hawaii once, and I have my program on Hawaii too. And now I'm working on a bicentennial one.
Looking back, what changes would you have liked to see instituted in Hubbard, in the community?
Well, I would like to see each person a little more neighborly, a little more caring for the other person. And, you know, we are told in the Bible to love your neighbor as yourself. And unless we can bring that love into our own hearts and then show it, why, we're not following our Bible teachings very well.
Yes, I feel that there was a change in Hubbard, and I felt it occurred after World War II.
Yes, I think you're right.
Hubbard about doubled in size.
Yes.
County, that township, and I noticed
that. And it came quickly, and I think that perhaps is one reason. When I was teaching here and walked up the street at noon, I knew many, many people. Now I go down the street, and it's very seldom that I meet more than two or three that I know.
I think that's true, and I have noticed it in the church also.
Yes.
And, I used to know everybody in the church. Now then, when we had talked earlier, you had told me that in your background, you recalled incidents in the life of your grandparents and great-grandparents.
Yes.
Would you like to enlarge on that a little before we close our interview?
Yes. my great-grandfather was John Hanna, and he came into the new territory of Ohio in 1801. He came with his father and two brothers, Thomas and Isaac. They bought land from Tiley, and it's right next to the state line out here when you go outside or out east of Kansas Corners. And there was a good a spring of water there, so they were very careful to see that there was a good water supply before they built their cabin, which is what all the settlers did in those days. Water was of prime importance. And they tell a story about Isaac, after he was married and had three children, and they were living in that old home. He had gone into Hubbard to get some flour ground, wheat. He was having it ground into flour. And he had gotten up before daylight and started into Hubbard with the horses, or with a horse, I guess, wagon. And when he got into the mill, why, there were a good many people lined up ahead of him, even though he had tried to get there early. And it began to snow, and by the time he left to go home, the snow was very nearly up to his armpits. And he had to try to get home, and I guess it took him several hours. And he was worried about the family and about the livestock and so on. And when he got home, he found that at noon, his wife had taken the team of oxen and began making a path between the house and the barn and back again, so that, and back out to the road, so that he would be able to get in when he did finally get home. And he got home at 3 o'clock in the morning. And she had been doing that since noon. So I don't know as I care to go back that far in history. And then they tell stories, too, of the bears that were shot. A neighbor would get a bear treed and call for the neighbors to come in, and they would go and they'd shoot the bear and then divide the meat. And this family had pigs in a pen out away from the house a little ways. And one night they heard the pigs squealing. And they had two dogs. One was Buff and the other one was Lion. And they started for the pig pen. And the dogs got ahead of them, and it was a bear that was in after them. And the dog, of course, grabbed the bear, and the bear turned around and swiped the dog with his paw. And that was the end of the dog.
Any other interesting events?
Well, I guess maybe that's enough for this time.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the interview. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you. I have enjoyed it too.